Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about digital marketing. I'm actually running a digital marketing workshop. So this is there to support you if you're coming on the workshop or if you've been before. The workshop is huge and I want to talk to you about the main kind of framework. I'm going to start by talking to you a bit about the fact that I feel like I can't fit all of it in, and just the whole idea of digital strategy is unique in the sense that I have never come across any source that has a blueprint or a framework for digital strategy that can work for just about anyone. And I'm really keen on offering this out and saying, look, this is a global kind of thing. Like, anyone can use this. And I actually do believe that I've come up with something that is universal. So I'm just going to put that out there. I just think that there are lots of different areas and a lot of people tend to talk about a particular element of that, or they tend to go into a digital transformation, for example, that might be one. But nonetheless, I feel like this cycle we need to go through it. And if you've got any questions, then do leave it in the comments. If you've not liked and subscribed to the channel yet, then you sort of need to do that and just leave a comment and say hi. I never always mention, well, I might always mention, but you can always get me on Twitter. So on Twitter, I'm TNTux. So goal setting is really important as the first part of a digital strategy. We're not talking about transformation or anything funny. We're going to talk about all the key elements that anyone would ever need. You can start at any particular point on this journey, but I recommend that you start with goal setting. It's really important that we have goals and we do kind of set them up. Now, if you have an organization, you probably already have an idea of what you've done previous year and you use your previous years for this year. Now, if you're a new business, then maybe the next stage might be better for you. But for now, we need to think of two sides of this. So we might want to think of the type of audience that you want and the clients that you might be coming in, or the quality of what you're putting out. The second thing is that you might also want to rephrase that as an actual number. So once you have those, that kind of mission, vision and values, you'll have some of those bits, but you're sort of then teasing into giving those numbers. And that's a guideline for you then delivering on your project. And that's a healthy thing to do. I know you might not want to, or you might not feel like it's the thing that you do, but those that do set those goals might fail miserably. But at least you know where you are, and you've got to change and optimize in further kind of down the future. And I think that's the goal in this theme. And you're going to see that towards the end, is that it is about optimizing. So once you've got your goal, the next stage is audience. Audience is really important on this flywheel, on this cyclical journey that we're going on. It's really important because audience can be two things. So I'm going to describe to you two versions of your audience. One is a persona. So you probably want three types of personas. And this is to give you an idea of the types of people that might buy into your product or service, or that you're trying to target. And that's really healthy for you to do that. And that's something that you need to do. However, don't get yourself in a bind too much, because in the search engine optimization world, there is another line of thinking. It's not just in that world, but in other areas, there's this thought of personas are redundant and they're not needed anymore. What you actually need to be doing is offering support and advice on whatever products and service you've got. If people have a question about it, even slightly, you need to be creating a topic field around that. And if you're interested in that, by the way, let me know in the comments or just tweet me at TNToast. But for now, that audience is going to be that. But you also need to expand that horizon as to what are their needs, what questions have they got, and for you to meet their needs, meet their demands, for you to answer their questions is really kind of key and important. And that's gonna give you that insight as to who your audience might be as well. So two different ways of thinking of audience. There's also a sweet spot that I talk about in the full workshop. So if you wanna know more about that and you want me to do a video about the sweet spot of finding an audience, I can also talk to you about that. The next stage for this is platforms. So platforms is, it could be social media. It could be something that you use, a service like a CRM. However, a CRM does also fall into the next stage, which is tools. Because a CRM is a platform, or MailChimp for email is a kind of a platform, I guess, just as using Twitter is a platform. Kind of, yeah, it is. CRM in terms of CRM and MailChimp, well, those two are definitely tools as well, because you might be looking at optimizing things. You'll be looking at results. You'll be looking at how to get the most out of those individuals and get those hooks. So those things might be considered tools. Social media is probably still on the platform side. One of the things that is a big difference here is also other tools that you might be using. So you might, under tools, you might include hardware and software, Adobe Suite, cameras, lighting rigs, computers. These are all tools that people might miss off, but employees need them. So if you're in a large organization, you need to think of these as tools, because they help individuals get their job done. The next stage is those individuals implementing and delivering the work. So when they go off and do their work, if you don't have employees, then that's fine. But so far, the journey would lead you to creating a job description of an ideal candidate. And if you have an organization and a structure where you've already got individuals or it's a small team, then hopefully the implementing kind of bit would allow you to understand that we've got a role and we've got staff that do this stuff, but there's a CPD element. So we need to upskill them on what? The stuff that's going to help you and serve you. Those are the things that you've already listed in tools and in platforms. So it's really important to have that kind of move onto the implementing section, but understand how roles and staff works. Also, at this point, I'm going to introduce something else within the center of the flywheel, which is your communication and your leadership style. And in my diagram, it should be a gradient, but it's definitely blocked as two, and it's not. It's more of a linear fashion of whatever is in the goal setting, whatever you talk about with the audience, the individual doing the work at the other end, the graphic designer, the person doing social media, person going out to events, the implementer, the role and the staff member that's doing that work knows about that work. So they've got to have a channel in which they can then be part of the conversation and come back. So that is important to embed a culture and an ethos that continues to provide that sort of value in the organization. The next stage is really about that implementer providing their skills, more of an objective kind of view on what they do and how they do it, looking at the analytics and kind of saying, okay, well, this is how we want to analyze these things. And when they do objectively look at the work that they've done, then that's the next stage of measuring and modifying. And again, their role in this is important, because they need to be a part of saying what's gone on, what they think and feel on the ground, because numbers and statistics is one thing, but a thought on why they might have gone that way, the human factor is definitely still needed. And that's exactly the reason why we're still in a job, because humans are social creatures. We need to connect with each other, and human beings are needed in this next level of measuring and modifying, because in order to understand the contextual elements of what you've achieved or not achieved, whatever it is, face the music and optimize that, so that we can then spin that onto the positive or further positives that you need to continue to deliver. And that nicely explains actually what the gap is, because when you start to do that explanation and reasoning, you'll be doing that either through a report or through that goal setting. And often the goal setting is at the point of steering group, board level, executive, but having that transparency and crossover is really integral, because it gives you a feeling of what's going on the floor. And it's really just helpful, I guess, to understand that move back into the beginning of the cycle of goal setting, to be able to replenish, to see if you've met those goals and if those goals and key performance indicators need to be changed at all. So that was me talking briefly about the core framework and blueprint that I provided in my workshops around digital strategy, and I do firmly believe it can be applied to your business. And if you feel like it can't, if there's any issues and problems around it, then let me know. Hit that like button, subscribe button, follow me, or whatever you need to do to get that info. Also tweet me and Dean Toast. I'm here every Tuesday and Thursday. You've got everything that you need. Let me know what you think. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, see you soon.